American State Trials, 1918, Volume X. Leo Frank. Document page 723. Here is the translated text as follows. Mrs. Herman H. Hirsch. Gentlemen, you cannot select, as the state would have you do, the evidence you wish to believe and disregard what you wish to classify as false. On one side of this case stands reputation, power, and wealth. On the other side stands a poor, ruined woman. When the whole world is fighting for democracy, when the guns are roaring and the swords are flashing, ensure that she has a fair trial. Before you convict, consider how you would feel if she were your own daughter. If it is true that she has fallen, don't you think she has suffered enough punishment for that offense? Based on the evidence submitted, you are obliged to have doubt as to her guilt. And remember, you cannot find her guilty unless you are sure beyond a reasonable doubt. And then there is her son, William. Ever since, as he claims, this designing woman pursued him, he nobly resisted. In the summer of 1917, when he saw his father and her together in pictures in the newspapers and saw them in public together, he never warned his father. I suppose he gave her the benefit of the doubt. Gentlemen, you should do likewise. Asa Candler Sr. has a magnificent reputation and no one stands higher in their community. But if I were he, I would be ashamed to admit that my character needs the bolster of the fallen pedestal of a crushed and bleeding woman's heart. Gentlemen of the jury, can't you see the future of your own little ones and the possibilities of life as it stretches its vista towards a dim horizon? That mercy I to others show, that mercy show to me. The Solicitor General for the State, Mr. Boykin. First, gentlemen of the jury, let us look into the situation of the parties involved. The evidence shows that for several months, Cook spent a large part of his time soliciting the sale of tickets for the automobile raffle for Mrs. Hirsch. Why was he able to do this? Because he was a man without a job, without means of support. Then, when the... Note, the text seems to be an excerpt from a legal proceeding or argument, and the context is not fully clear. The text ends abruptly, indicating that it might be part of a larger document.